93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
542 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A week from today, the annual Carl Sandburg College Career Expo takes place, and chances are you'll have a pretty good shot at finding perhaps the job you want, in part because many, many employers will be there. In fact, many more than maybe they've had in years past. Tracy Engstrom is coordinator of career development at Sandburg, and she is here in studio to talk about all of it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Will.
So is this really the largest career expo you've ever had?
It is. This is the largest one where I've never seen this many employers come out before, so it's great to see.
What does that tell you about the local employment situation? I hear people say all the time, oh, there aren't any jobs here, but I would imagine that this kind of proves the opposite of that.
I agree. I think there's many good-paying jobs out there. I think we have employers who are looking for specific things, and it's just a great way to see what our community employers need out of their employees.
I should back up and ask you, as coordinator of career development, what is it that you do with Sandburg?
I help students with any kind of career prep needs, whether it be resume writing, mock interviews, etiquette consultations. I do a soft skills training, basically anything it takes to help them prepare for any types of employment.
Some of those things I imagine are probably easy. Some I imagine are probably pretty difficult. I think maybe some of those soft skills and the things you would need to kind of sell yourself well in an interview would be awfully nerve-wracking for some people. How do you help people get past that?
Yeah, employers are specifically looking for soft skills now, so it is a very detailed part of what an employee should have. It's kind of fun because we do an etiquette luncheon, so it kind of helps calm their fears in terms of what employers should be looking for should they be taken out for a prospective dinner interview. So it's a lot of fun that we throw at them in ways that they can learn collaboratively together.
I've never been taken out for a dinner interview, although I've spent most of my career here, so I've not exactly been looking for work a lot. So,
yeah.
but are those the sorts of things that, interview-wise, that are happening more and more? I guess I just think of going into somebody's office, sitting down, and they ask you a bunch of questions, and the next thing you know, you're done. But that's probably not always how it happens anymore.
Right. I do see employers who are starting to take their prospective employees out for these luncheon and dinner interviews. And I think it's solely because it's a great way for them to see how their potential employees are going to interact with wait staff. Do they know how to navigate a table professionally, as well as being invited to your new boss's home? I want them to know how to act professionally in that kind of environment as well.
In terms of the job environment locally, what are you seeing most in terms of demand? I guess in talking, I imagine you talk plenty of local employers. What sorts of jobs in this area are most available, I guess?
Healthcare, I think, is still number one. Yeah. We're always looking for healthcare. Manufacturing, I think, is coming back full force. So I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, too. Retail, I mean, that's always a big one. I think there's just a large variety out there for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. So that's a good thing. See, folks, there are jobs here to be found in the Galesburg area.
You just have to
kind of, I imagine, while there are a lot of jobs, I imagine you really kind of have to still do some looking and do your homework about what is out there, though, don't you?
Yeah, I put live links on my webpage through the Carl Sandburg College website that allows people who are interested in seeing who's coming to the expo, they can actually click on those links to see what kind of jobs they're applying for.
Mm-hmm.
It is important to not just randomly throw your application out there. I think you do need to do your research ahead of time to figure out exactly what kind of qualifications and skills you're going to be dealing with.
Are there misconceptions or things that maybe people do that maybe they shouldn't do when they go out for a job interview?
Dressing professionally, I think, is a number one. I think it's about a 13% error that people are making, and 13% of employers are saying that that's just a huge piece of something that you shouldn't be doing. So dressing professionally is a number one on the list. The second is the eye contact, the body language, the body posture, and a lot of people don't think of those things all wrapped up into one package.
But I imagine, though, conversely, if they do, I guess that's where some of those soft skill type things come in, because when you're in an environment like that, that's kind of nerve-wracking. I could see going out to a job interview and being so nervous or so maybe socially awkward to a point that, you know, maybe you don't realize that you're not making eye contact and things like that.
Right. We actually have 7 seconds to make a positive first impression.
Really?
That 7 seconds is enough for a person to deem us trustworthy, approachable. That's a very powerful 7 seconds. And so that's what our students learn in the soft skills training, is how to make the best of themselves that they can in those 7 seconds. So that's what I'm hoping they can do at the expo as well.
So you have 80 different employers, is that right, coming to the expo?
I have actually 84 as
wow.
of today. Yeah, it's huge.
Give me some examples.
Sure. So we have lots of healthcare. We have banking. We have retail. We have railroad, manufacturing, lots of healthcare as usual. We have law enforcement. We have some home-based businesses this year as well. So
really?
If you're into Mary Kay, those are some really good opportunities as well. We have military. We have our staffing agencies who are always looking for applications. Funeral home this year. We've never had a funeral home before, so I'm really excited for that.
Wow.
For that to be there. We have automotive. Galesburg Broadcasting is going to be there.
Which, really?
Yes.
We're looking for people? I have
yes,
no
you
idea.
Are.
I should start going to the meetings.
We also have Carl Sandburg College will have a table there as well. So if we have people who are searching for a career change and they want to know more about our certificates or degrees, then that they will have a table out there as well to converse about.
I'm now a little nervous finding out that we're going to be there and we may be hiring. I should probably be on my best behavior then.
Absolutely.
There you go. Are the vast majority of these people actually, or these businesses actually looking for people? Like, because I know, you know, for example, in a lot of industries, you know, you have requirements that you have to attend job mm-hmm. fairs and do things like that. Is it more people or more entities looking for work than not that'll be there, do you think?
I think so. I think it's kind of a good blend. We have quite a few organizations who might be seeking internships. We have quite a few organizations who are hiring, and or maybe if they're not hiring within the next few months, they might very well be there to accept a large pool of job applications to where when they do start hiring, they're going to have a multitude of people to choose from.
I imagine, do you get some hiring done on the spot there in some instances?
That has happened over the last few years, yes. You never know when you're going to get an interview and or be hired right there on the spot. So that's why it always comes back to making that solid first impression.
So someone perusing the Career Expo next week should probably prepare as if they could be hired right there, right?
Absolutely. Do your homework ahead of time. Know exactly who's attending. Know which booths you want to visit, which business cards you want to grab. Be dressed professionally because you very well could have that on-the-spot interview right there happening.
And have copies of your resume with
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good. All right. Real quickly, while I'm thinking of it, since I mentioned resume, are there things that that should or shouldn't be on a resume that the help these days? I ask because I've heard different people say that the standard line at the top of a resume listing your career objective is either a good thing to have or is completely unnecessary.
Actually, it depends on the kind of job, but objective is no longer even used in a resume.
Really?
It's more along the lines of a career summary, telling employers what you can do for them, not basically what you're seeking in terms of a job. Definitely have your resume spruced up, ready to go. Have your educational requirements, your work experience, volunteers, and that's a huge part as well.
Yeah. I imagine that, you know, while you want people to be good, hard workers on the job, you probably do want some of that sort of, you know, community involvement
Absolutely.
Type of stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. Talk about the when and the where, and can you take more businesses if they're looking to hire? I was telling you off the air, I'm worried you're going to break the fire code
I know.
With this thing.
I thought of the same thing. So it's actually next Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be in the Carl Sandburg College Gymnasium. Right now we have 84 employers. I do always have a couple of tables reserved. However, I do worry about the fire code violation as well. But yeah, if you're interested in still attending, please get a hold of me and contact me because we can surely work something out for you.
And otherwise, for those looking for a job, it's pretty much free and open to the public, correct?
Absolutely. Bring your friends. There's no cost. The city bus comes out to Sandburg, I believe, every half an hour. So there's really every opportunity to attend.
Okay. All right. Anything else we should know about the Career Expo, Tracy?
I think that's it. I just hope everybody comes out and enjoys themselves.
Hope so, too. Tracy Engstrom, Coordinator of Career Development at Carl Sandburg College. Again, the Career Expo is next Wednesday. You can also find it on our community events page at WGIL.com. Thanks for coming in, and I would say good luck with it, but it sounds like it's already going to be a success.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I hope it is.